everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe. I'm your host, Trinity Tondelier. Thank you for coming to hang out with me once again. I hope you all are having a great week. I mean, the week has just begun, but I hope you all have a great week and had a great, refreshing, relaxing weekend, and you're ready to get into it today. Today we're serving how to face your fears and chase your dreams. So I know many of you, and I as well, thought that I would be doing the episode with Brody this week, but even though we live together, we just ended up having a crazy busy week and didn't end up having any time to film together because Wednesday was our day that we were going to make dinner and record and just get into it. And then Wednesday ended up being the craziest day ever at about 11 o'clock. Sorry if you all watch my vlogs and listen to the podcast because you will have heard this story twice, but Wednesday at 11 o'clock, my mom calls me because my puppy at home, we technically got him for me. He's our family dog, but I always really wanted a puppy and we got him kind of as my Christmas present in 2015. Anyway, so that is like, our dog is my little puppy, my boy, I love him. And my mom calls me and goes and tells me that my mom and my grandparents were out gardening and my dog was just like running around with them. And all of a sudden, my mom noticed that she couldn't see him anymore and heard him crying and couldn't see him. Which, my parents live on an acreage, so he's always kind of just out running around with us when we're out in the back. But it's weird because he never really cries. And my mom asked my grandma if she heard it, and she heard it too. And then 10 minutes later, my mom gets a call from our neighbors saying that there is bears, plural, more than one bear on our land and like right in between our house and our neighbor's house, which never happens. So my mom called me to tell me that and is like, I heard him crying. I haven't seen him since this morning and we just found out there was bears. So my mom told me this and I dropped everything I was doing and ran out the door, drove out here, and I was trying to find my little puppy. Everything did end up being okay and he came home. I guess it was just a coincidence, but that was definitely quite the scare for me. And yeah, that was just a horrible day. And he didn't come home until nighttime. So I didn't come home till nighttime and Brody and I did not have time to film. So anyway, that is why I am changing it up today. But don't worry, the episode with Brody will definitely still be coming. So let's get into what I'm having today. I am so into the Peloton. If you don't follow me anywhere else, my parents just got a Peloton. It is so amazing. A lot of people have been confused and thought that I got a Peloton or Brody and I did, but it's actually at my parents' house, which in the summertime, I come here so much to hang out because the backyard is beautiful. They have a hot tub, a pool, and now they have a Peloton. So sorry, Brody, I am moving back in here with my parents because they have it going on in the summertime. I don't even have to leave. I have my workout, I have my pool, give me some sun, and I can stay here all day. But I've really been into the Peloton. Nothing is quite like going to a spin class when your instructor has that really good charisma and they're singing and dancing, and spin classes are just so fun. I haven't been to one in so long. That's honestly, I went to one Soul Cycle class in Vancouver with my mom a couple years ago, and I don't know if any of you go to Soul. I don't know if it's just the one instructor I got, but it was like a dance party. It was honestly like going to the bar. That's my version of going to the bar. She played the best playlist ever, and I just left feeling so happy. That's honestly one of the main reasons that I want to live in a big city like Vancouver or Toronto, is because Edmonton is really just lacking stuff like SoulCycle and a bunch more. But anyway, I just really missed the endorphins that come from doing a spin class. Oh, just getting the best playlist. You can, on the Peloton, you can search what type of music you want to listen to. I've really been liking Cody. obviously. I love Kendall and Allie. It's so addicting. If any of you have Peloton, add me. My username is just Trin Tondelier, so we can be friends on there. I also love that they have so many different class types to offer, because lately I've really been into slowing down my workout routine and getting in a mixture of different movements. So I've really been enjoying, I've also really been enjoying my yoga and bar classes, but that's what I love about the Peloton is that you can do a spin if you're feeling some hard cardio, or you can slow it down and do a nice relaxing, lengthening yoga, bar, Pilates. They have it all. They also have foam rolling classes. That's what I should have said I'm really into right now. I'm really into foam rollers. They feel amazing. I'm so bad at stretching, and I've really been getting into it lately, and it makes such a difference. I feel like stretching is just as important as your actual workout. Anyway, I've just been loving the whole, everything the Peloton has to offer. The spin classes, the yoga, the foam rolling. There's a 10-minute ab class that my mom and I, and even my little sister, she was getting up at 6 a.m. before school to do it. It's like a 10-minute ab routine, and it's really hard, and you feel the burn, and I'm just addicted. My mom and I will just, I'll come here and plan to come here the days my mom has off work, and we'll just do a spin, then we'll do bar, then we'll do yoga, then we'll do stretching, and it's just so addicting, and it's so fun. I feel like I'm really getting into my routine of working out again, and it feels amazing. As for what I'm grateful for this week, and while I'm recording this episode, especially talking about chasing your dreams, I'm really grateful for having such a supportive family in my life. My mom truly supports every single thing I do, not just my mom, but I always just refer to my family as my mom because my mom and I are best friends and I'm closest with my mom, but everyone, my dad, my grandparents, my auntie, my entire family is so, so truly and deeply supportive of every single thing I do. And I know that they just want me to be happy, and I know they want me to chase my dreams no matter what they are. And when that comes to what we're talking about today, doing social media work, some people aren't supportive of that and taking the untraditional route. So I'm just truly grateful for my supportive family, and I don't know what I would do without my mom's support and without her. I just by my side all the time. I love my mom. I love my entire family and all their support, and it means the world, and I'm truly grateful for it. I also have super supportive friends, which is amazing. I just have a really supportive friend group and people around me, and you have to pick and choose who you let around you. And if anyone is not actually supportive of you, you just cut them off. Just easy as that, like getting a haircut, snip, snip, goodbye, see you. I don't need you in my life if you're not truly supportive of me. So anyway, I'm just truly grateful for the people I have in my life. And I know that they're all truly 100% happy for me, and it's not fake happiness or fake support. It is all genuine, and that's what truly matters the most. And for what I'm working on this week, let me know if anyone else can relate after the past year and a half in the pandemic. I am working on recharging my social battery. I don't know what it is. I've gotten too used to being alone, and I just get super tired easily, like in social settings, getting back into doing things, getting back into talking to people, seeing people out. I come home feeling drained and tired and exhausted after socialization, and it's not good. So I've been forcing myself to just, if I'm invited to something, I'm saying yes instead of staying home, even if I'm tired, because I just have to force myself to get back into it, and I feel like that's the only way it will change and go back to how it used to be, because I will do one thing with my friends and I'll get home and just be exhausted. I don't want to talk to anyone and I just want my alone time, which I think alone time is really beneficial, but there needs to be a balance, and I definitely get too tired after hanging out with my friends, which I don't want to be tired hanging out with my friends. I want to be enjoying myself. I want to say yes every single chance I get the opportunity to do something this summer, and I don't want to be tired or feeling drained. I want to live my best life. So we were recharging those social batteries. I know a lot of people are struggling with this. So if you guys are also feeling this way or feeling like you are needing more alone time than usual after quarantine, you are not alone. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this one, and a bunch of people are going through this. And I'm also sure that give it a month or two of hanging out with people and we will be back to normal, having our energy levels full and ready to do whatever the world brings us. Whatever comes my way, I will be ready for it because I'm recharging my batteries so I can be ready to take on the roaring 20s. You heard it here first. All right, let's get into it. How to face your fears and chase your dreams, whatever it may be, whatever your dreams are, whatever it is that you are having troubles going after and starting and you think about it all the time, that is what I am referring to. People always ask me, I put up a question box on the podcast Instagram. So if you're not following it, go follow it at The Wellness Cafe Pod is the username so that you can stay up to date with what's coming in the podcast. And I put polls up there so you guys can choose what you hear from me on here. But anyway, a lot of my responses were that you wanted insider tips on just how to get started in the influencer industry, how to start working with brands, how to create a following, stuff like that. But along with that, people ask me how to not care what others think and start going after a social media career and chasing your dreams without fear of being judged, if that makes sense. So I thought that I would start there and start on the topic of how to face your fears and chase your dreams. And this will be kind of the backstory, I guess, because I also had to deal with this. So now I can let you guys know how I did it. And then later on down the road in the, and then later on a couple episodes down the road, I will definitely finish this topic and let you guys know how to start working with brands and all of that juice. But first, we have to talk about how to get started posting on social media if you are nervous or scared. If you listened to last week's episode, Jess and I talked about how we used to have a YouTube channel, and when the days of us making parody music videos were done, I took over the channel and I started making a couple DIY dye your hair brown at home videos and how to braid your hair. I think I only posted like 2 or 3 videos with the webcam on my laptop in grade 7, but I've always truly been passionate about creating content and video content, editing videos, stuff like that. So that was OG YouTube days, beginning times of YouTube. So those 3 videos that I posted actually picked up pretty fast and got a ton of views, and I was eligible. I remember that I got the email to hook up my AdSense and start getting revenue from those videos, but at the time I was just filming videos for fun because I was passionate about it and I didn't even know what that meant, that you could make money from it. But anyway, I remember the exact classroom, the exact desk I was sitting in when my grade 7 crush found out that I had a YouTube channel. And he started making fun of me. He pulled it up on his phone and I wanted to cry from embarrassment. I ran home that day after school. I deleted my YouTube channel and I never looked back until 2 or 3 years ago when I finally started my channel up again. So I can definitely relate, if any of you, obviously I can relate to being scared about being judged for starting a YouTube channel or TikTok, Instagram, any social media. So I can definitely relate. I know where that fear is coming from, but obviously I have faced it now. And I truly think that everything happens for a reason. So I probably would not have been in a great headspace to have a social media following when I was young. And I'm happy that I'm at a place now where I can handle one or two hate comments, not that there's a lot, but I feel like when you're 12, you are not equipped to deal with getting hate online, and that probably would have happened. So everything happens for a reason, and it all worked out, but I definitely had my run with being made fun of for posting on social media. After this, I always knew that I wanted to start my YouTube channel again. I've always been a super creative person, whether that be digital art, like editing my videos and videography, stuff like that, or physical art. I've always really been into just the creative aspects and side of life. So I just don't understand why so many people judge someone for going after something that may not be seemed typical by society, where we have these platforms, these new platforms to be creative. That's what Instagram and TikTok and YouTube were designed for, was to be creative. And we have so many tools and so many resources that our parents, unfortunately, their generation did not have these tools to start a business. It's never been easier, yet somehow people are scared to use these new tools and start that blog or start that business. And I just think it's really not fair, because it's what these platforms were literally invented for, yet people like to judge others if they are trying to start a blog or start posting a fitness Instagram account or their recipes, a food blog, whatever it is. I feel like others are too quick to judge people for doing something they're passionate about. And don't even get me started on this. I feel like that goes for anything in life. If you are passionate about something and really into something that may be a little bit different or out of the ordinary, I feel like everyone is so quick to judge people for doing what they want, which is just such a weird scenario if you think about it, because we only have one life, and like, that's it. We only have one life. You have to do what you want to do, because you're only here for a certain amount of time, and that's just the facts. Like, do what you want to do, do what you love, and if you're scared of people judging you, who really cares what Brian from high school thinks about you? I sure don't. And let me tell you, I have never been happier just tapping into my full creativity on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. It's what I love and it makes me happy. So I've gotten to the point where I don't really care what people think. And I have so many people that are supportive of me. And I have so many of you reaching out saying that my content inspires you, and that means the world to me. And that means 10 times more than what some person that lives in my hometown thinks about me. Who gives a shit? Like, they are spending their time judging you for doing what you love. They have the problem, not you. And if you're worried about people judging you, the truth is, no one really cares. If, let's say it gets brought up for a second, who cares? No one is actually going to be coming to you, making fun of you, judging you to your face. So that's their fault if they're wasting their life judging you for what you're doing with yours. And that is the tea. That is straight facts. I am just truly so passionate about the topic that everyone should just do what they want and what makes you happy. So if anyone is listening to this podcast right now and you have been wanting to take your Instagram seriously and start posting like an influencer, or if you want to start a blog, start a business, even if you want to change your degree and you feel like you have wasted too much time and you're scared of that, please, if you take one thing from this podcast, I want you to leave this podcast and go start it. Just start today, because eventually you will cave and eventually you will start it, and it will just be wasted time that you weren't doing, spending the time doing what makes you happy, doing what you love. And also, if you are scared to start something because you think that it might be a failure, anything that makes you happy, and if you're doing something you love, it's a success no matter what. That is how you, I believe that's how you determine success, is if you are happy in your life and if you are motivated and driven to wake up every day and do something you love, that is a success no matter what. That is how it is determined. It's not if you get a lot of views or if you get a lot of likes or a lot of sales or if you have a lot of people cheering you on. It's if you are happy waking up every day, working towards something you love, that is a success. So don't even worry about that if you think it's going to be a failure. It's not. And I truly believe that if you're doing something you are passionate about, the money will come and the success will come in other ways besides just being happy about it. Because if you're passionate about something, you're going to put your all into it every single day. My brain never shuts off about content ideas and TikTok, YouTube, podcast ideas. My brain never shuts off. When I'm Dysoning my floor, my brain is just constantly running video ideas or Instagram picture ideas, new concepts, new ways that I can inspire you all on the podcast. It never shuts off. So the hard work is going to come. And I believe that if you put hard work into something, you will get in return money and success out of it. But you by no means have to get money out of something for it to be a success. But obviously bills need to be paid. And if we are trying to start something that will replace our 9-to-5, you need money to survive off of. And I truly just believe that if you are passionate about something, the money will come. And it's really easy to spot if someone is truly passionate about what they're doing or if they're just doing it because they think that it will get them money or something like that. But that is no tea, no shade, but that is a topic for another day. But anyway, circling back to not starting your passion or going after your dreams because you're scared of being judged, I just think that that is so, it's just not right. And I don't understand why as a society we are so quick to judge people for doing what they love. It is so sad, and who cares what other people are doing with their lives? And it's just, it's horrible to hear that people are holding back from unlocking their full potential and from living the life they want to live because of fear of being judged by their peers. And it's honestly sickening and it really hurts me. And all I can say is that if you are hanging out with people who make you feel that way, you really need to change your circle, because there are people out there who will be truly, genuinely supportive of no matter what you want to do with your life. So if you're hanging out with people who make you feel less than or make you feel like what you want is wrong, you truly just cut those people off. Just save your energy, save your time. Your energy and time are both sacred and they need to be given to people who deserve it. And let me tell you, sisters, if you are hanging out with people who make you feel bad about yourself and who don't support your dreams, they're not worthy of your energy and time. Simple as that. My friends, I've definitely had those people in my life before, and let me tell you, my life has done a complete 180 after cutting those people off, saying see you later, goodbye, unfollowing on Instagram, not looking at what they're doing, not caring, focusing on yourself and the people who truly support you. Your life truly depends on who you surround yourself with, and I just really don't think that it is, there's just no reason to surround yourself with people who don't support you. There's truly no reason. You don't owe anybody anything, and you don't need to have people in your life who don't support you. So that is what I have to say if you're scared of people judging you that are close to you and talk to you and have your number to text you. Don't let them have your number. Change your number, cut them off, and get some new friends. You don't need anyone in your life who doesn't support you. That is the freaking facts, and that's just how it is. But if you're scared of people who are going to judge you that you don't actually hang out with, then who cares? Just hearing it out loud, I feel like it makes it click so much more. If you're just scared of someone who you know online or who lives in your city that you don't actually interact with, who cares what they think? If you don't actually see them and if you don't actually hang out with them and if their thoughts aren't actually truly being said to you in person, who cares what they're thinking? Because you'll never actually know, and they're probably not even thinking about you is the thing. So many people have told me, and I have felt this before, being scared to post on Instagram, obviously because of people that you went to high school with judging you, something like that. But when you hear it out loud and when you say it out loud and truly think about it, it's just the most ridiculous shit ever. If you're holding back from doing something that will make you happy because of what others think, then you're letting them control your one life and you only have one. So I cannot get this and dig this deeper into all of your brains. Just truly do what you love. You will find your people who support you. And if you don't, you don't need any of those negative people in your life. And if they don't have your number to text you their thoughts, then their thoughts are irrelevant, period, point blank. That is how it is. It took me so long to get the courage to finally start my YouTube again and to start posting what I wanted to be posting on Instagram because of the fear of being judged, and all that I lost was time that could have been spent doing something I loved. I would watch so many videos wishing that I was making them. Like, what started my passion was editing videos. I've always had a passion for video content and those like year-end summer wrap-up videos with music and cinematic videos were what I was really passionate about. And I would spend so much time watching others' videos, wishing that I had those memories for myself and could be making those videos. And now all I lacked out on is these amazing videos that could have captured my memories and my life. And now I just don't have all the videos I missed out on because I was scared of being judged. Don't even get me started on the fact that people make fun of people for vlogging their life when don't we all have home videos that we watch of us and our lives as kids with our parents? Everyone has always vlogged. It was just called home videos before. Brody and I always think about how thankful we are to have our travel memories from Europe and Bali to look back on when we're older. We even throughout quarantine, we were so thankful for those videos we had to just remember the great times we had and look back on our travels and our memories. And it's just so nice to have our memories on video and to watch those moments again that made us so happy when we were traveling and young and didn't know what we were doing. And we're already thankful to have those videos, and I can't wait to show our kids those. So it's just like home videos. I don't get what the difference is. Sorry if I seem a little aggressive. I personally wasted too much time caring what others thought, and it's just so silly. Once you get over it, you're like, oh, why was I ever going to let that one person, what I thought they may think about me, control my life? So I have said it once, I've said it twice, and I will say it again. If there is something that you have been wanting to do, no matter what it is, please, after you listen to this, if you don't have time after you listen to this, later tonight, go start it. Put your plan into action. Start what you want to. Chase your dreams. Live your best life, because you only have one, and eventually you will get the courage. And it's not easy. I was still nervous to do my first podcast because it was something new, something different. So I still was a little nervous to start it, and I just did it. And I just went for it, picked up a mic from Best Buy, started recording, and now I am so happy that I have. I already love this podcast and it is my baby. And I've received so many messages from you all saying that you love the podcast and that it has helped you already. And just thinking that I almost didn't do it because I was nervous. It's just, once you get over it, it's a ridiculous concept to think about. And the sooner you do it, the sooner you get over it and you become more comfortable chasing your dreams. So please leave this episode and go make a plan of action to start your dreams. If you want to start a business, write out a plan, start it today, don't look back, and you'll be so thankful. And truly, I just think it's so important because, you guys, we only have one life. Do what makes you happy. And honestly, I think I might end off this episode right here. Short and sweet. I don't have to talk too much about it because it's as simple as that. Chase your dreams. Do what makes you happy. Who cares? Who gives a shit what other people think? Mic drop. That's it. That's the facts. End of story. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet and simple and to the point today. But in the future, I will carry this on into kind of more behind the scenes of the influencing and social media, working with brands and turning it into a business once you've started. But I know a lot of people needed the courage to start before we got into that. So I'm going to leave this here and I'm going to leave this topic for a couple weeks. Brody and I will do our episode. And when I come back, you guys will be 2 weeks deeper into starting your business or starting your Instagram, your blog, anything it is that you wanted to start. Oh, and my DMs, of course, are always open to talk about this too. If you guys need help going after something you love, I'm always here for you in the DMs. Feel free to slide in. I want to help and be here and be a friend to as many of you as I can, because at the end of the day, I just want to be able to make your day a little bit better and give you encouragement and inspire you and motivate you. That is what I would like to do. But thank you all so much for coming to hang out with me again. It truly blows my mind that you all care about what I have to say, and it makes me really happy that I'm able to inspire some of you and help you guys out. If everything goes according to plan, Brody and I will be back next week for our episode. Yeah, this week was just crazy and we didn't get time to film, but if everything goes according to plan, next week that will be here. Thank you all so much for coming to hang out with me again, and I will see you next time. I hope you all have a great week. Go chase your dreams. Start today. I love you all so much, and I will see you next week.